I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. A Twitter meme posted on Friday by the Republican Party of Texas that compared waiting in line for COVID tests to waiting in line to vote quickly provoked anger from the left, giddiness from the right, and became one of the top trending posts on the platform that day. Experts on propaganda and internet misinformation said the meme did exactly what it was intended to do. The meme, which came from the official account of the Texas GOP, used a photo of a COVID-19 test line in New York and included the text, "If you can wait in line for hours for testing, you can vote in person." It was a message that some critics said suggested that excessive waiting times are acceptable and that made light of issues that disproportionately affect communities of color, namely efforts to limit their voting access. Experts say polarizing memes have become more prominent in American politics since the election of former President Donald Trump, and that social media accounts for Republicans and Democrats have used them as tools. On the left, Occupy Democrats, a group that publishes wide-reaching political posts on its social media accounts, has utilized such polarized memes to build social media following on Facebook. Far-right Republican groups have used politically divisive memes to attack supporters of expanded voting measures, Black Lives Matter protesters, and to push against masks and vaccines. What's different about this tweet is that the Texas GOP's meme was released from the official social media account of a political party. The meme marks a departure from the account's typical photo posts, which tend to focus on legislation, events, and announcements. A spokesperson for the Republican Party of Texas said in a statement to the Tribune that it's hypocritical for the Biden administration to allow people to stand in line to get a COVID test, but endorse voting by mail as a means to reduce the spread of COVID-19 from standing in line and in-person interactions. If one is safe, so is the other. Public health experts and election security experts had recommended that states use mail-in ballots as an alternative to in-person voting to avoid spreading the coronavirus to vulnerable populations. In response, far-right groups began sharing memes that compare waiting in line to vote to other common activities for which people have to wait in line. James Slattery, a senior staff attorney at Texas Civil Rights Project, said, "State and local governments should make it easier for people to vote because at the end of the day, it's about holding those governments accountable. Voting is not like almost any other activity in our society. You have a fundamental right to vote that is critical to the survival of our democracy." Shelley Luther, a Republican candidate for the Texas House and hairdresser who became a hero for the anti-lockdown movement during the coronavirus pandemic, recently said in a since-deleted tweet that Chinese students should not be allowed to attend Texas colleges. Luther tweeted last Wednesday, "Chinese students should be banned from attending all Texas universities. No more communists." In a follow-up tweet that is still online, Luther said the state's taxpayers should not be subsidizing the next generation of CCP leaders, referring to the Chinese Communist Party. In a subsequent tweet, she said it's common sense that CCP members should not have access to our schools. Luther's comments came as anti-Asian hate crimes have been on the rise. They increased more than 73% in 2020, according to recent FBI data, far outpacing all hate crimes, which increased 13%. On Friday, State Representative Jean Wu, a Democrat from Houston who was a Chinese American, condemned Luther's comments and asked her to publicly apologize. Wu said in a statement, "Luther's statements are ignorant, hateful, and incite violence against not only Chinese Americans, but all Asian Americans. To casually conflate all Chinese students in America with actual registered members of the ruling party in the People's Republic of China is not only ignorance of an extreme nature, it's also the type of rhetoric that drives anti-Asian hate crimes." Luther is challenging State Rep. Reggie Smith, a Sherman Republican, in the March primary. The district favors Republicans, so whoever wins between Smith and Luther is set to hold the seat after November. Luther became nationally known at the beginning of the pandemic in 2020 when she refused to shut down her Dallas salon in defiance of emergency orders. She was sentenced to a week in jail, but was released after only a few days via a motion granted by the Texas Supreme Court. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. You can schedule your annual colorectal cancer screening for the new year without fear of costs. Thanks to a new Texas law, follow-up colonoscopies after a positive test are now covered by most private insurance plans. Visit cancer.org to learn more or check with your doctor today.